I'm John Hoyland, and I've worked all my life on ranching and stuff and still at it. And the dog is Nippy. And I've had him since he was a little pup. But it is kind of amazing on when you play the accordion that he will try to, you know, match up the tone on it. I've been doing it all my life, and from the time I was big enough so you could, you know, be able to walk around and anywhere from herding sheep to then they went into the cattle at later years and started in with horses to do the work originally, and then later on you've got a first an iron wheel tractor, and then you got a rubber tire tractor, and then got rid of the horses and do it all with the mechanical end of things. Well, it's been pretty poor here lately in the last few years. But, like it is, you just keep on working. And maybe it's a better life than being around. You can look and see what the world is doing a little better than nature's doing. But the only thing in with the ranching deal, you can never know when you're going to be sure you're through with the day's work. That's one thing that it's no use figuring on it, because if you figure it all down, it's going to do it. It's not going to come out that way. But the main thing is, like I said, on your deal when things was going along and everything is pretty and quiet and you're not getting soaked, you're not freezing to death, and things is all working along on that one evening or so, or in the morning if it's nice and everything, for what the things that didn't quite go the right way, that's your enjoyment out of your farming end and ranching. Anyway, as it comes along on there, it's still quite nifty. The main thing is to have a dog that will stick with you whenever you go on out, and then you take and be out there haying or out there farming or out there fencing and have him puddle off a ways. But when he come back, or you get quite a ways from where you leave him on the deal and you come back and wonder if he run off and went home a half mile when you're working, and then your dog is sitting there waiting underneath the pickup or truck or whatever you drove out to the field, that makes the best of the day. Yeah, I would say I'm pretty lucky.